As this program goes to air for the first time at 1 UTC on Wednesday, www.audio-tips.com and www.accesstechnologyinstitute.com are going through a major makeover. They are unveiling a brand new voice chat client and server system. It's called iVocalize, and although it's not even in the 1.0 stage yet, it's jam-packed with great features that promise to revolutionize e-learning, and it's 100% accessible. To tell us more about this amazing new client and server, we're joined by George Byes of AudioTips.com, Brian Vigato, who has written the software, and Cathy Ann Murtha from the Access Technology Institute, who has been using this since the early alpha phase and is already putting it to some pretty impressive use in her Access Technology Institute. And this discussion, by the way, is taking place using the new iVocalize client. George Byes, of course, the founder of AudioTips. George, this is a pretty major step for you to adopt a whole new platform on which AudioTips is going to be based. Can you tell us a bit about how this came to be?
Well, sure will. Brian called or had written me and said he was interested in writing a voice chat program. And we corresponded back and forth in email, and then on the telephone, and kind of started working together, developing a working relationship. And as it started growing, decided that we would work together as far as kind of partnering up on the software. And that's how it started.
I'm interested that you were interested in that approach, because it seemed from the outside that you had a pretty stable setup there with the Chatterbox client. You'd invested a lot of time in it, not just in running it on AudioTips, but also in terms of selling servers for it, etc. Why were you interested? What's enticing you to move away from Chatterbox after all that you've done with it and moving to the new iVocalize client?
I think the major thing was that with Chatterbox, basically I was a marketer and a reseller, and this gave me an opportunity to be more of a partner in the software itself and have more say in the development of it.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about the features and things as well, because I suppose that really one of the things was that it does quite a bit more in a more accessible way.
Well, and that's one of the side benefits of what's happened is when we started with this, we weren't sure exactly what was going to happen outside of we were going to talk on it and we were going to have accessible web pages. But through our collaboration and Brian's great ability, we came out with something that's actually two tools in one, as far as a web publishing or, you know, something that can we call it iVocalize a website, but something that can work as a tool to record everything that's said within the client and put it up on a web page, text chat, web browsing, and voice.
Brian, it's a pleasure to have you on here too as the person who's done all the coding for this. I'm intrigued because I understand you've only been working on this for around about 6 weeks, and already the client has a lot of maturity in terms of its feature set. What possessed you to take this project on? I mean, writing a complete voice chat application and server software is not a simple task.
No, it's not a simple task, and it is fairly time-consuming. But as it turns out, for the past couple of months, I've had some time on my hands, and I decided, I started looking into this project a while back when when I got an email based on some downloads software that's on my website, and somebody asked me about writing voice chat software, and so I started to research it. As part of that research, I got in contact with George. I looked at the state of the technology for what's out there now, and I was just kind of surprised that what I saw didn't look very mature to me. It didn't look all that polished, and I thought that I could put something together that might fill the same market space, and so it looked like an interesting project, and I had the time to do it, and that's what happened.
I understand that you've had quite a bit of experience in the arena of internet audio in the past.
Well, yes, I did work on some of the earlier audio and streaming video players, and I wrote the Real Video Encoder, which was the first of its kind that was able to do live video capture and encoding, and then broadcast that over the internet. And video isn't new, certainly, but in those days it was quite an accomplishment, given the power of the hardware and the bandwidth of the day to make that whole system work. So that was a big challenge and a lot of fun, and that's where I really got started in streaming media.
And of course, what it's all about is to find out what it's like from the user perspective. And Kathy Ann Murther is here from the Access Technology Institute, which has been offering a wide range of online courses. Kathy Ann, I imagine, given the number of chat clients that we've seen come and go on AudioTips, that you might have done a huge intake of breath when you found out about another new client. Is it worthwhile, do you think? Is it worth the bother?
A huge intake of breath is an understatement. I've been on a roller coaster ride with George for the last, 10 years we've known each other. And George is one who always is looking for something bigger, something better, something new. And when he came to me and said he had something even bigger, even better, even more new, even more wonderful, I kind of said, oh, God, not again, George, please, I'm just getting comfortable. And he said, no, you can incorporate web, and you can incorporate sound, and you can record. And I'm thinking, George, not again, please. And then he introduced me to iVocalize and Brian, and I fell in love. This is an amazing client. I am going to be able to take web pages and actually incorporate them into my training in the classroom because they are accessible to both JAWS for Windows and WindowEyes users. Working with GW Micro, there's a new MSAA.ini file that can be installed into the WinEyes folder that makes this browser completely accessible. And with the text chat capture and the web browsing synchronization and the voice chat capture all incorporated into this one client, it is such an incredible tool. I'll be able to bring deaf-blind students into my training courses, and I'll be able to incorporate web presentations and so much more that I never thought of before. My mind is just reeling with the possibilities, and I think that this is just going to be such an incredible new resource for online educators. I can't wait to see it explode on the market and just really innovate online education.
When I was shown this application as a prelude to doing this interview, one of the things that really amazed me was the recording feature, and we will go through a recording. In fact, it's just as well that we did make a recording, because I have to tell people, this is take two of this particular part of the interview, because we've had some upgrades in the studio here in the last week or so, and I think for the first time, I lost the interview. Luckily, the iVocalize client made a recording, and we'll play that recording after, so we don't have to do this complete interview a second time. But the recording feature is amazing, because not only does it mean that you'd be able to do live online tutorials in a business such as yours, Kathy Ann, but I guess it also means that you could almost produce kind of interactive textbooks where you have a whole lot of web-based training material and voice and synchronize it. It's kind of like a hyper-accessible, internet-aware PowerPoint presentation, really.
Absolutely. Actually, if you go to CSUN on Thursday, 2 o'clock at the Marriott, George Bies and Norm Coombs are going to be doing a presentation on online education with voice conferencing technology, and they're going to be spotlighting iVocalize, and he will have CDs that I produced, which basically you put them in your CD-ROM drive, and it will take you on a tour of iVocalize with web pages loading, synchronized with me telling you all about the features. And tomorrow, well, actually tonight, as this program airs, over at accesstechnologyinstitute.com, one of the first links on my page, will take you to that very same tour, so you could actually get a preview of what CSUN is going to see on Thursday. And literally, my textbooks can be iVocalized, my website can be iVocalized, my online training courses can be iVocalized. I am going to be the poster child for iVocalize because I totally love this program.
People get a bit sick of hype, I suppose, when it comes to technology, but I have to say the excitement about this product, in my view, is quite justified. It's just incredible, the accessibility and the synchronization and things that's involved here. George, in terms of the degree to which this is going to be publicly available, what are your plans for that? Is AudioTips going to retain exclusivity over the server technology, or will you be selling the servers or renting out rooms? What's your business plan with respect to this?
Well, Talking Communities, which is my commercial site, will be renting rooms, and we also have iVocalize.com, which will have downloadable software for people to run servers on their own computers, and with Talking Communities, we'll be renting rooms to people.
I know it's early days, and I think the product that I'm talking to you guys on is something like 0.6, so it's a very early beta. I mean, it's quite incredible given that that's the case, what's in here. But do you have any sort of rough pricing model that you can tell us about? And we'll come back to the question of renting rooms later, but if people wanted to buy a server, do you have any kind of idea what people might be paying for the privilege of doing that?
We're in our last stages of coming to that conclusion, but we can definitely say that a five-person server will be under $100, possibly quite a bit more under $100. We're just going to figure out what we need to do. We're just moving fast.
Now, I understand that this product is something that you are an owner of in terms of collaborating on this venture. It's not a third-party product as such. Now, but presumably the potential market for this is much, much wider than the blind community.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, most of my rental customers, I have people that are businesses that do day trading and have 70, 80 people in a room at one time, and they have analysts in there that push pages and text chat, and they are using it for their business. We have other educators that are mainstream educators that are using it, and we just feel that this product right here is. Again, it's two products in one. So some people might feel that the web or being able to produce textbooks and interactive websites that it's more valuable to them for that. Other people might feel it's more valuable for collaboration purposes. And I think just about everybody will think that it's valuable for both.
Brian, a question I have for you is that the chat room feature is brilliant, obviously, for people who want to get together in a group and converse. One of the things that's been interesting to observe, and as a player in this game you may have observed it too, is a real decline in the number of one-on-one, good quality voice chat clients, applications. You know, it started off, I think, with the Vocaltech internet phone, certainly in the Windows environment, and there were all kinds of other very good one-on-one Windows-based internet phone clients, and gradually they've dropped off. Have you thought of a system that in some way will allow purely one-to-one communication as well as this?
Well, this system as it is would allow one-on-one communication. If you set up a chat room to have a maximum of two people in it, however, a full duplex communication is usually better for telephone-style conversations as opposed to conferences like this is. And yeah, I've given a little bit of thought to that, a little bit of thought to full duplex enabling iVocalize. And I think that I'll really let the market be the judge there. I'm not setting out to build a replacement for the telephone in this case, but more a conferencing and presentation tool.
My reason for asking this question is absolutely selfish, because we have talk shows on ACB Radio where we want to be able to have one-on-one conversations, and people from the United States have no difficulty calling in on a telephone number and participating that way. But there are people from all around the world. We have listeners in 70 countries, and we've been very keen to find a stable one-to-one internet telephony solution. For a while, we played with Speak Freely and found the difficulty with that was that there was no way to stop multiple people from connecting, which got a bit messy. So certainly a one-to-one internet phone kind of solution, perhaps as an additional type of room in the server that you're developing that allowed full duplex, would win instant success with ACB Radio and its listeners, I'm sure.
Well, I suppose that as more feedback like that comes in and I learn of uses and George learns of specific market demands, those are definitely things we'll consider. And as it is now, as I said, you can configure a room with a maximum of two people, and nobody else will be allowed to come in, period. So you probably could use it as it is now.
Yes, there's a real possibility. We'll have to look at that. The audio is certainly good enough. Kathy Ann, as a way of transitioning to the version of the interview that we have when we started demonstrating the recording feature of the iVocalize client, can you tell us a little bit about the recording process? What actually gets recorded, and how do we initiate this?
Absolutely, I'd be pleased to. It's one of my favorite features of iVocalize, and I'll be using it to record all of my classes starting Wednesday, because I too am making the switch to iVocalize in my classrooms. To initiate a recording, you open the file menu and press Enter on Record, or you press Alt-R, R as in Record. That opens a Save As dialog within Windows, and you select a location and give the recording a name. It's going to save it in a WMA file and make an associated HTM file. So then you save the document just by pressing Enter, and then you can start talking and text chatting. If you would like to have the web pages that you push appear in your presentation, you need to make sure that synchronized browsing is enabled in your moderator menu. Once you have synchronized browsing enabled, all of the web pages that you display, all of the text chat, except the private chats will not show up in the recording, and all of the voice chatting that takes place will be recorded. And a really neat feature about the ultimate product, the end product, is on the left-hand side of the display you have an edit field. And any text chat that is written will appear in that edit field. And Brian coded it as an edit field, so you can actually go into that field and take notes. You can type comments, you can copy text that's placed in that edit field into another document. You literally can sit there and just keep typing it as the presentation plays. And when you're all done, just one quick Control A and Control C copies it to your clipboard. You can take it to another application, and you've got a really nice set of notes there from the presentation. So it's a really neat feature, and when you're done recording, you just tap Alt-R again, or open the file menu, press Enter on Record, and the recording is complete. And then you'll find it in the location, launch the associated HTML file to hear the audio, the text chat, and the web pages. And if you just want to hear the audio, you would just launch the WMA file.
Right, and that comes up in Windows Media Player, of course. And at this point in the first version, I did do that. We went to the file menu and we showed you the record option and made a recording. And that was saved in my default My Documents folder. And so what we'll do now is play you that recording, which is what we managed to salvage of take one of this interview. But in a way, it's worked out well because it gives us a chance to demonstrate what the recording sounds like. And the difference here is that when you hear my voice, you'll hear it as it came over the client, so that gives you a further indication of the kind of audio that you can achieve when you're in a studio like this with a high quality microphone.
For the sighted people, there are indications that that show up as well. In the window that shows all the people who are in the room, moderators are a different color, so you can identify who is a moderator in the room. There still is the little icon that shows who's talking and who's in the queue and so on. There are also indications of who's typing text while they're while they are using the text chat. An icon appears showing the ABC, indicating that they are currently typing text and will soon appear in the text chat. And if someone is recording, like you are right now, Jonathan and Kathy Ann, then a little icon appears showing that they are recording.
Very good. And indeed, we are recording this, and we'll be able to play all that back when we demonstrate that feature. So now we should be able to perhaps have one of you take us to a web page, and we could see that in action. It comes up, I guess, in WindowWise, it would come up in the MSAA mode, and at the moment I'm using JAWS for Windows, so it will come up in the virtual cursor.
That's correct, Kathy Ann. If you'd like to do that, I'd sure appreciate it. Also, all of the things that Steve had mentioned show up with our tooltips, so they're all accessible to us, too.
So I'm presuming that although this is accessible out of the box and you can find these things on the screen, no problem, somebody's inevitably going to come out with set files and script files for this, I'm sure, so that all of those indications can be heard with the press of a key.
I'm sure they will, that'll probably happen pretty quick.
Well, I'd be happy to take you on a tour. I just enabled the synchronized browsing option of the moderator menu. So if I'm browsing the ACB radio webpage, which happens to be visible on the display right now, I can actually activate a link and take you, for example, to the support. And now everybody should have the support center loaded into their web browser of the client.
If I remember correctly, is it the F5 key that gives the browser focus?
Alt F5 will give the browser focus. And if you're using WindowWise, you may need to download the new MSAA.exe or the INI file. It's available over at accesstechnologyinstitute.com, and it's also available within the help files of iVocalize. So you'll be able to access that new MSAA.ini created by GW Micro and install it, and that brings accessibility to WindowWise.
Okay, just give me a second, then I'm going to press Alt F5 and we'll check if we can get to the support page.
One little comment here. In addition, in the client itself, not in the recorded version, but in the client itself, when you receive a page either through synchronization or if someone sends you a web page, you do have the ability to not accept that web page. And there is also a setting under the browser menu, which is Alt-V, which will allow you to accept all pages from a moderator. So that is necessary to have on for Kathy Ann to be taking us through any kind of tour.
Indeed, and I press my Alt F5 and the support page is there in the virtual cursor of JAWS. I mean, it's an absolutely amazing tool for both technical support and e-learning. Really amazing.
If I execute another link, such as let's go to the helpful hints on Winamp's many powerful keyboard commands, that too will load since I still have synchronized browsing loaded. And I could continue to take you on a tour of the web page until I disabled my synchronized browsing. Sometimes I accidentally take people because I forget to disable it, but that's just that's another story. So it's really a neat feature, and it's going to bring a whole new aspect of accessibility to online training. It's one of my favorite features, and George said it would be.
And now that I have the browser window in focus, as soon as you took me to that page,
I heard the little click, obviously, that told me that a web page was loading that I have in my sounds, and then the page automatically started to speak since that window has focused, so it couldn't be simpler.
And if at any time you would like to go and put in a text chat, you can simply tap Alt T, and that puts you into the text chat window. Alt F5 drops you right back into the browser. Alt A takes you to the address bar. Every single aspect of this client is completely accessible via the keyboard. You can go into the window menu, and you'll see all of the different aspects of the client, as well as the shortcut keys associated with each option. Right down to adjusting your microphone and speaker volume, it's all totally accessible via the keyboard.
From a moderator standpoint, I was quite amazed to see that the moderator can increase and decrease the volume of people who are speaking.
That's something, Jonathan, that we worked on a lot and initially caused us quite a few problems, but we felt was a very unique and important feature for moderators to maintain everybody who is in the group at the same level. It's a very common occurrence for those who are accustomed to giving online classes through a chat client such as this, that many users in the room have their microphone volume set at different levels, and this causes difficulty when you're actually listening to people. One person comes in very loud, the next person comes in very, very softly. So this way, the moderator can control the volume of the microphone and of other users, and thus eliminating that problem.
Also, I typed some text in for when you do save the recording. Not only will the web pages be accessible, but so will the text chat in an archive.
Okay, so Kathy Ann, how would I send you a text chat? I obviously press Alt T to get into the text chat window. That's the first step.
You can tap Alt T, obviously, and then all you have to do is type the text you'd like to send and press Enter. Then it's sent into the text chat area, which is in the upper portion of that section of the window. If you'd like to send a private chat, there is a combo box that contains a list of all of the users in the chat room. You can just tap Alt S, as in send, to access that, or a Shift tab from within the text chat will also take you there. Use your up and down arrow keys to select a user and press Enter. Then you can go back into the text chat and type a private message and press Enter. Now that remains on that selected user, so you can continue to have a private chat until you select all users again in that combo box. So you can send public or private chats within that text chat area.
One additional comment on that, Jonathan, is that what is recorded in the final recording is only the public text chat. So any private text chat that is done throughout this recording will not be recorded into the file for archiving purposes. And that just makes sense.
And how am I alerted to the fact that a text chat is waiting to be read?
There is no audible alert that a text chat is waiting to be read, but you could easily create a WindowWise user window or a JAWS for Windows frame around that section of the display, and then you'd be able to hear it automatically as it was typed, and that's pretty simple to do with either of the screen readers. You can also, by the way, clear the text chat area, so if it gets too chatty for you, or if there's something that you just, there's too much up there and you want to clear it, just tapping Alt-C, as in clear, or selecting the clear text chat display from the file menu and activating it will clear the text chat.
One of the things I note too with some pleasure is that with the Chatterbox client, if you held down the control key so you retained your position in the queue, when it was your turn to speak, you generally lost the last couple of seconds of the previous speaker's comments. And it used to be quite disconcerting for people because they would think that they had cut the speaker off, even though it's only a phenomenon that exists for the person who's now transmitting. But that doesn't seem to exist in the iVocalize client.
You know, that's one of the things I noticed immediately the other day when I came in, and I'm so used to teaching in the other client and missing those last few words that I commented to Brian, this is really amazing that I'm not missing that extra speech, because I would miss the last few words. It almost felt like you were interrupting the person, and lots of people would apologize, but that doesn't happen with iVocalize.
All right, I'm going to try and send you a private message, Kathy Ann, so just hang on a second. I'm going to type a text chat. So I arrowed to your name, Kathy Ann, and pressed Enter. Does that mean that it should have sent it?
you need to arrow to my name and press enter, and then I believe you need to go to the text chat area, press the tab key, type your message and send it, because it did not come to me. I think you have to select the individual's name first and then type the message. There you go. You did it. I got a private message. Hello, is this thing on?
Okay. So that's what you do for... Okay, that's no problem. So one could just press Alt S to select your name, then tab back in and type the message, and then just press Enter, in fact, after you've typed the message and it's sent.
Absolutely. It's really straightforward. I like it.
One more comment I'd like to make, plugging my work a little bit here, Jonathan, is that all of the rooms that are created using the server part of the software, you have the ability to create the names of the moderators. So every room has several accounts, and you can allow users to come in with any username and without a password. But moderators are actually configured through a web interface with their username and password. And that allows you to control who is allowed in and who is not allowed into your room. And you can actually do your entire room that way, where you can require all users to enter in with their username and password, and you can control that through the web interface, and thus limiting the people who can enter the room and keeping out undesirable people from entering your room when you don't want it. There is another feature which is related to that, which is called the lock room, where if we wanted to right now, we could lock this room, and that would allow no more people to come into this room until we take that setting back off. That's another interesting and new feature that is available in iVocalize.
You've obviously gone round to some considerable trouble to make the UI of the client very accessible. What's the UI of the server like from a blind person's perspective to maintain?
It's extremely accessible. There's an area, and it's all through a web interface. So there's an area to go in to configure the users. You can either have a star account and allow anyone to come in that puts their name in. You can allow everyone with a star account to come in as a moderator just by checking a checkbox. The other area that's in, the next area is configuring whether you want to allow users to be able to record or not, which is just another checkbox in a web interface, and configuring the title bar and the starting web page URL. And in the rental web interface, and I'm not sure now because we're still in progress, there's also an area in that interface that will show the users. So it actually, the server side actually will show a locator frame of who's in your room without you being in your room.
How much will you be charging for the rental facility? Is that determined at this stage?
Right now, we're charging... We have a couple of packages. One package is for commercial customers that want 24-hour tech support, want extra backup to where we have them, their servers on two different machines in case something happens with one server. And we're charging $10 per person per month for that. For individual people that just want something up 99.9% of the time, we're charging $4 per month per person. And then we have, right now, we have for people who want to do online conferences or seminars, we charge $1 per person, and that covers a 24-hour period.
Oh, by the way, I don't think Brian got to address it. Brian, about the server being accessible, the interface for people who are configuring their rooms, I kind of wanted to share that, and maybe Brian can address that, because that's another one of my favorite aspects of the client. And if you just, maybe Brian can address that.
Sure. Well, the server configuration is done strictly through web pages, and I've set up a couple of web pages to manage the server. And in those web pages, you have a list of configured rooms, and you can select one of the configured rooms, change its configuration, and click on Update. Or you could enter data for a new room and click Add Room, or you could delete a room, and the same goes for users. Once you've chosen a room on that web page, you have a list of users that you can add, update, and delete. And there's not much more to configuring the server. It's pretty simple and all done within one simple web page.
You made the comment earlier, I think, George, that you were looking at a price of less than $100 for a five-person server, and possibly well under that. So how much bandwidth would one need to successfully run a five-person server, assuming that all five people were listening at once?
Well, this runs at this particular speech quality that we're using right now. It runs about 10 kb per person, so not much.
Right. No, that's not much at all. All right, very good. So these servers, as we speak, are being switched on in conjunction with this exclusive on main menu, so people can go to www.audio-tips.com or www.accesstechnologyinstitute.com to check it out, and I guess the tour that Kathy Ann's offering will really give people a feel for the synchronization features. And what I might do is just stick around a bit so that I can demonstrate the menu structure of the client before I get out of here. But I appreciate you all making yourselves available. It's a very exciting innovation, and I hope it goes well.
Yeah, and we're really glad that you wanted to put this on main menu this week. Actually, I'm going to CSUN on Thursday, and my whole presentation will be an iVocalize presentation that Kathy Ann did. So it's actually going to do the presentation for me. And thank you for having us.
That's the recording of part of the first attempt at that interview, the iVocalize client. And I'm still in the iVocalize client now, so we're going to have a bit of a play and show you how it all works. One thing I would observe, though, is that you'll notice that the audio recording has some great features. It's capturing the audio stream directly. And that means that there is no gap between speakers, because it doesn't record the silence when there's no audio being transmitted. There's also no recording of any breakup that might have occurred due to internet congestion, because, as I say, it's just recording directly the audio stream. So I'm going to tab around now. First, we'll see where we are when we first enter the client, because I've just popped back in here.
Easy, type here, edit.
We're in the place where you can type a text message to any user. If I tab around now,
attendees list view, Jonathan,
RT.
It shows me the attendees, and there is only me in the room at the moment.
Left, right, slider, 90%.
We've got
left, right, slider, 90%.
Volume controls for recording and playback here.
Address edit combo, http://radio.org/.
You can set up a home page for the room, and for this room, because we're in an ACB radio room, the default page is our home page.
Four headings and 72 links.
Now I've pressed tab, oops, and we're in the browser. That noise is me hitting the control key to stop the speech. We are in the browser now. I can easily get back to, say, looking at a list of users.
Left, right, slider. 90%.
Well, in that case, I jumped to one of the volume controls, but there are hotkeys for everything, and we'll show you those in just a moment. So, the menu bar, we'll just tap the alt key.
File.
Alt F.
And it's a standard menu bar, and we can down arrow through the file menu.
Record. Alt plus R.
R.
We showed you the very good record feature and the fact that, by default, it will save it in your My Documents folder. If you're an XP user like I am, it will save it in the one that's default for the current user who's logged in.
Disable control key. Alt plus D.
D.
So that's a good feature if you are doing a lot of emailing or surfing and you don't want to keep transmitting accidentally. It certainly has been a problem with previous clients like this, so you can disable the control key. I'm hoping that in a future release, it might be possible to actually remap the control key. I always liked the Hear Me client because it used F9, which was not a key you often had to use in other programs. It was certainly better than the control key, which you often do have to use if you're alt-tabbing away and doing other things while listening. But the disable control key is good for that purpose too.
Log talk key, Alt plus L.
L.
If you're doing a long presentation, you can lock the talk key by pressing Alt L.
Play sounds while speaking, Alt plus P.
T.
Now the sounds while speaking relate to sounds of somebody logging in and leaving the room. There are sounds that tell you those things, and if you don't want those played while speaking, then you can turn this off.
Clear text chat display, Alt plus C.
C.
So that when things get a bit cluttered, you can clear the display.
Save text to file. Alt plus Z.
I guess that's pretty self-explanatory and a very good feature to be able to do that.
Launch Windows Recording Volume Control. Alt plus Shift plus R.
E.
So this is just a handy way to get to your full volume control without having to get out of here.
Launch Windows Master Volume Control. Alt plus Shift plus M. Exit. Alt plus Record.
There's the file menu. Now the next menu we have.
File. Browser.
Is the browser menu.
Home. Shift plus F5.
So by going here, or by pressing Shift F5, you can jump straight to the default home page for this room, which in this case would be the ACB radio site.
Stop. Alt plus Q. Refresh. F5. Next. Alt plus right. Back. Alt plus left.
So these are pretty standard browser commands.
Send page to selected user unavailable. Alt plus G.
G.
So you don't have to synchronize with everybody. You can send a particular page to a particular user in the room.
Except where pages room moderators checked out plus O.
Oh.
If you are reluctant to be taken places that you don't know where you're going, you can turn this accept page from moderators feature off.
Home. Shift plus F5.
And that's the browser menu.
Left, right,
so let's continue to have a look through.
File. Browser. Window.
These are the 8 different windows that exist within the client. There are hotkeys for all of them so that you don't have to pop into this menu if you don't want to. But if you do want to, if you take a while to remember all the hotkeys, there's an easy way to get to them through this window menu.
One chat display, Alt plus Y.
One.
So the chat display simply shows you, what's going on in the chat area.
Two chat sent to, Alt plus S.
This is the feature that we were talking about earlier with Kathy Ann, where you can send a text message to all users. For example, if you wanted to spell somebody's name or put some information up, you can send it to all users. Or if you're in the middle of a meeting and you want to do a bit of prompting to somebody privately, you can send them a private message.
Three chat typing. Alt plus T.
Three.
This is where you would type your message to send.
Four user display. Alt plus U.
Four.
This shows you who's in the room.
5 recording volume, Alt plus J. 6 playback volume, Alt plus K. 7 browser address, Alt plus A.
7.
8 browser, Alt plus F5. 1
and they
left
are the
90%.
8. File. Oops, they left are the 90. 8 options that we have in the window menu. Finally, apart from the help menu, we have the moderator menu. This will only be available to you if you have moderator privileges in the room.
Send current web page, F2.
S.
Synchronized browsing, F3.
D.
Once you turn synchronized browsing on, wherever you go, everyone else goes.
Log room, F4.
L.
Clear from queue, current speaker unavailable, F6 unavailable.
So if you need to stop them from talking, if they're going on and on, you can do that.
Clear from queue, selected user unavailable. Alt plus F6.
This is good because sometimes someone's asked a question that it's really important that they have a chance to answer. If there are people ahead of them in the queue, you can clear those people to give that person a chance to answer. Great feature.
Clear from queue all users. Shift plus F6.
If you need to get a word in, as the moderator, you can clear the queue.
Disconnect current speaker unavailable. F7 unavailable. Disconnect selected user unavailable. Alt plus F7.
My understanding is this would actually disconnect them from the room. Biff them out.
Disconnect all users. Shift plus F7. Mute text current speaker unavailable. F8 unavailable. Mute text selected user unavailable. Alt plus F8. Mute text all users. Shift plus F8. Mute audio current speaker unavailable. F9 unavailable. Mute audio selected user unavailable. Alt plus F9. Mute audio all users. Shift plus F9. Raise volume current speaker unavailable. Alt plus up.
Now this is just such a nice feature, as I mentioned previously, that you can in fact raise the volume in the chat room of individual speakers to make sure as the moderator that everybody's balanced.
Lower volume current speaker unavailable. Alt plus down. Send current web page. F2.
And there we are, back at the top of the moderator menu. So that is a brief look at the iVocalize client, now in action at audiotips.com, or should I say audio-tips.com, and at accesstechnologyinstitute.com. Have fun.